This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado continues to be the most profitable territory for Xcel Energy, generating nearly half of its earnings for the utility's shareholders. CPR's Sam Brash says that's according to the utility's first quarter earnings report.
It shows the company continues to beat expectations due to new infrastructure projects, like natural gas lines and wind farms. That's because state regulators allow the company to recover the cost of those projects from ratepayers at a profit. Xcel currently has around $8 billion of additional projects pending before Colorado regulators. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The state health department is investigating a possible case of bird flu in a man on the western slope, the nation's only human case detected so far. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A test revealed the presence of H5N1 in a single nasal specimen from a state correctional inmate who worked on a commercial farm with infected poultry in Montrose County. Repeat testing was negative. The health department says the man has mild symptoms and is now isolating and receiving an antiviral drug. He was working with poultry as part of a pre-release employment program. The affected flock has been euthanized. Scientists believe that the risk to people is low. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
After a few years of planning and delays, the Butterfly Pavilion will move from Westminster to a new home in Broomfield in 2025. The Broomfield Enterprise reports the $55 million project will break ground in 2024. It's part of a new development near I-25 and Colorado State Highway 7. Right now in Denver, it's 75 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.